Hi, this is Dan Drost, Extension Vegetable Specialist. Boy, it's hot here in Utah. I hope you're keeping cool. Plants in the garden also need a little bit of help, so we're going to give you some tips this week. Keep up with your irrigation. Most gardens use about a third of an inch of water a day during August, so when you apply water, put it on in longer irrigation cycles. I've had really good success with two big irrigations each week for a total of about an inch and a half of water. It really helps that I have drip as well. So if you don't have drip, think about that as something that you might want to do for next year. Shade also helps a lot. You'll find that your tomatoes, peppers, cukes, and summer squash all do a lot better with some shade. I recommend 30% shade. That's just enough to take the edge off the heat and the sunlight, and it improves fruit quality, fruit size, and my fruit losses have really gone way down. So get out some shade, build a simple trellis, then attach that shade to it, and if your rows are running north and south, put it on the west side. If they're running east and west, put it on the south side. That really will help with that fruit quality. Also, start to think about seeding for fall crops. Fall carrots can be planted now. They don't like the heat so much, so you might need to use some shade and mulch to help keep the soil cool so that they'll germinate. And then a little later this month, usually about the third week or so, I start putting in radishes and lettuce and spinach and some of those cool season veggies again. The important thing is to keep that soil cool and keep it moist, and then those seeds will sprout. If it gets too hot, they don't germinate. If you need some additional information, you can find that on your local county extension office, or you can go online to get that. This is Dan Dross, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Specialist.